I don't think it's our job to be frustrated. It's our job to try and create solutions, and our job to teach, and our job to try and get our guys to play to the best of their ability and put them in as many good situations as we possibly can.
That is Justin Fuente, the head coach of Virginia Tech. How to get things back on track in Blacksburg. Wes McElroy and John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, who's not in Blacksburg. He's in the city that never sleeps. So we woke him up. Joining us from New York, where Hokie basketball will be playing at Madison Square Garden, part of the 2K Classic, tomorrow night against St. Louis. Basketball for the next two nights, football Saturday. Man, you really do rarely sleep.
This time of year, that is correct, buddy. There's about a three-week crossover period here where we're at it pretty good. But, no, excited to be here in New York. This is going to be fun with this basketball team to see where they're at. But that was also a frustrated Justin Fuente talking about not being frustrated because I walked with him out of that press conference. And, yeah, he's ready for Pitt coming in on Saturday for sure.
This team has lost two in a row. Both Josh Jackson and Bud Foster said yesterday that last week something was off, said that the team, it felt like they let Miami bleed into Georgia Tech and practice wasn't good. You're concerned about Georgia Tech bleeding into practice for Pitt?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm not concerned about that. I think it's going to be a good thing because I think this was a ticked-off football team, particularly defensively. And I know you had the news yesterday about Terrell, and that was disappointing for him, obviously, but also for this unit. But I think you'll be okay there with the plan in terms of shuffling some guys and bringing some guys along. So I expect that unit to come back and try to make a physical statement against this Pitt football team that does have some talent, particularly in the running game and with Quadri Henderson. But I like the Virginia Tech defense this week, and I think they're going to come out fine. The offense, yeah, I am a little worried about that, Wes, because I think it is a unit that is lacking confidence right now, and the optics of it are not great, and the audio of it is not great when it comes to this offense. So hopefully they're able to just get back to work and try to find some chemistry.
I'm trying not to jump around here, so let me stay with the offense. And it's not to start a quarterback controversy, but Andy Bitter, the Roanoke Times, was on with us yesterday. I know he asked Fuente Monday about, and this once again, it's not Josh Jackson should be benched, but how does the offense get some more spunk, get something injected? And do you play A.J. Bush a little bit more now in the offensive setup?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's a controversy situation. And A.J. Nah. playing last week was due in large part to Josh being banged up with that shoulder. And that was a result of Miami. And I think you wanted somebody to come in and give you a running threat. Now, that didn't necessarily happen, I think, the way that they had hoped it would against Georgia Tech, and give the Yellow Jackets credit for that. But, yeah, Wes, I'm with you. I think if you're struggling, I'm not saying to pull Josh Jackson, but, yeah, I think you might see a higher level of frequency with those plays. And also, people forget, you know, every time A.J. comes in there, they say, oh, it's a guaranteed run and all of those things. He can throw the football. The last time we saw him throw the football, he threw it pretty darn good, in fact. So, yeah, I think if you continue to struggle and you're searching for answers in the first half against Pittsburgh, then that certainly might be somewhere you turn.
I'm not waiting for this offense to explode. And I said Monday, if you are, you're kind of like Linus waiting for the great pumpkin. It's just not going to happen. But you said the word frequency. I'd like to see them find a way to get Sean Savoy the ball more.
Well, I think they're doing that through the sweep game, and he's clearly become the player that they're utilizing in that aspect. I'd like to see them get Cam Phillips the ball more, Wes, and that's what we talk about on our podcast this week, is that, you know, he hasn't disappeared, but he's been taken out of games, and I think he's the type of player that you force feed the football in the air, and a lot of that has to do with the security, and there's a plenty of defenders around him, which is deterring the throws in his direction. But I think at some point, when you're throwing fades and you're doing things like that, you've got to, if you're looking for people to step up and make plays on the outside, go to your best, and that's Cam.
John Lazer, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. The news of the day yesterday, Terrell Edmunds out. You said there's a plan maybe to shake things up. I imagine Khalil Ladler's in there, but do you move Mook Reynolds around? Like, what do you think they might do on Saturday?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different things that they can do. Yeah, you're right. You can just directly substitute in. Khalil Adler would be one of those guys. Deion Newsom would be one of those guys as well, who will also be playing on senior day. Mook could certainly slide back to free safety and then fill Mook's spot by playing Anthony Shigogmore, which, due to personnel, you saw already against Georgia Tech last week, and he played very well in that game, actually. So look for Shigog to be on the field more in terms of the role identification. But, yeah, definitely Deion Newsome and Khalil Adler. It'll be those three guys that will essentially try to pick up the slack regardless of where they're shuffled to position-wise.
Let me circle back one more time. You used the word ticked off. Is that how Virginia Tech comes into Pitt on Saturday, ticked off?
And so I'm coming into it, so I'm assuming, yeah, that's the way it's
Yeah, but you're always angry.
Guys, yeah, that's not true, Wes. It's a mischaracterization on the show for years now. Yeah, I think so, particularly on the defensive side. I think that the plays that they gave up against Georgia Tech are lingering on their mind, but in a positive way in terms of we need to go back out and physically stifle someone.
They'll be on the air. We'll be on the air. I'll be on with John Lazor hosting the pregame show Saturday morning. What time we start? 10:30? What time do I have to be there?
That's not good, man, because you're supposed to be putting together the outline today for the show.
I'm just messing with you. 10:30 on the air across all the Hokie IMG affiliates, including Fox Sports 910. Before I let you roll, Buzz Williams' crew putting up triple digits. They play tomorrow night. They're putting up triple digits in the first two games. I'm guessing Buzz wants to chat more about the 79 and 83 they allowed.
Well, 93, actually. Oh. But not really. He's been in a pretty good mood.
Right.
In terms of the basketball team, the Citadel game is just an outlier because of the way they play. And I think actually when they needed to defensively, they came together. But that was just a transition show for this team. But that is something, Wes, to your point, that, yes, he's going to want to talk about going forward. We're going to find out a little bit more this week. I don't think there's any phenomenally elite teams in the 2K Classic, but definitely some teams that can challenge you and can identify some problems more than your first two opponents. So, yeah, we'll really get into the meat of it here over the next couple of weeks with Buzz and the crew. But I like this team. I like their pace for sure.
Can't let the voice of the Hokies go without mentioning, we brought this up, Frank Beamer yesterday named to the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame. We've been kicking the topic around today. Since you have some tenure in Virginia as the voice of the Flying Squirrels and now the voice of the Hokies, active player or coach currently or active within the past 5 years that someday has got to end up in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame? Who you got?
Wow, that's a good question. And congratulations to Coach Beamer, of course. That was in the inevitable category, Wes. But playing right now that'll wind up in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame, I'll go with Cam Phillips, all-time receptions record.
All right, on the list, John Lazor, Mike Burnup, tomorrow night from Madison Square Garden. So you got the entire day in New York City. What are you and Burnup getting into? You guys going to go, like, do a Joey and Chandler trip around New York City?
What are we getting into? We're getting into Coach Buzz's schedule today. We're about to go to practice at 9:30. So
all right.
We'll do that for a while.
I know Burnup.
And, then we'll see. I think we're going to Broadway later.
All right. Wow, look at you. All class. My friend. All right. Take Burnup to a little place called Baked by Melissa. They sell cupcakes. It'll be an eating display like you've never seen from Burnup.
Well, that's about the 72nd dining recommendation I've gotten. So if we hit them all, yeah, it will be an eating display.
And you know what? The stink of it is Burnup can hit all 72 and he never put on a pound. Lays? It's true.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy. That is at Lays VT, John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. We'll let him go a little bit early this week because he's got to get into Buzz's schedule. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. And yes, we've thrown out the question to you. What active player or coach within the past 5 years, today or within the past 5 years, has got to end up in the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame? We'll come back. We'll give you the list. You want to jump in on the Hokies and their troubles? Feel free. You want to answer that question? Phones are open to you next. 345-0910. That's 345-0910. Fox Sports 910.